Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. You have to stop the world to stop the feeling.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Jelly Roll. Artie's tattoos. And Post Malone. Tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone are not on sale yet, but you can win them every hour all day today if you're here at Alice. Right now, text the word WOW, W-O-W, to our contest line 20357, a totally different number from where you normally text us. Mm-hmm. Our contest line is 20357, text WOW, and you'll be entered for tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone July 1st, Oracle Park, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is WOW. WOW. Actually, I have a thing about this. The tour is called the Big Ass Stadium Tour. And it looks like it's Post Malone's tour. Post Malone featuring Jelly Roll. So it's like a shared, sort of a shared headliner thing. But Jelly is not on every single date. He's on our date, but he's not on every single one. And then there's a special guest by the name of Sierra Farrell, who is on a lot of these dates as well. People are making the joke, shouldn't you guys, with all your face tattoos, shouldn't this be the Face Tat Stadium show? Mm. Hilarious.
Mm.
I didn't even think of that. But Post Malone wanted to go, you know, F1 Trillion, Big Ass Stadium Tour. Oh, we're going to do like a Big Ass Stadium Tour. It's gonna be, yeah, that's the name of it right there. It is Posty's first ever stadium tour. And it'll follow the huge success of his country album, F1 Trillion. The tour starts in 05. In 2025. Oh, my God. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So
we just got in the way back machine.
We did. You know,
05.
Remember when you did the story a couple days ago about if you woke up in 2005, like what would
yes.
you do?
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking, I can't stop thinking about that. Like how, even like in the last 20 years, all the things that have happened, And all the ways that if you could see the future, that you could be so blitheringly rich, it would yep. be amazing.
Well, tech.
Yeah.
Tech
yeah.
sent a lot of people to the beach. Filthy rich.
I want to be a filthy rich beach person. But I can't because I can't go back to 05. So I'm going looking for a way. And maybe if I go see this tour, it'll send me back to 05. It starts in April 29th in Salt Lake City. It ends here in San Francisco on July 1st. That's the tickets we're giving away.
And by the way, the tickets for that go on sale to the general public on Tuesday of next week.
Tuesday of next week.
Next week is when they go on sale for the general. If you're a city card person, I think you can get them on Friday. But for everybody,
okay, so
just remember Tuesdays when you can buy them.
There's a pre-sale sort yeah. of if you're in the club, if you're yeah. in the know. But so this coming Tuesday is when everybody can officially buy.
Everybody.
So let's see here. There are actually a couple tour dates before the Salt Lake City show because on April 13th and 20th, it looks like Posty's going to be headlining Coachella. No Jelly or Sierra on those nights, but he's going to go do a set there. So that's his thing. We'll start a little bit earlier. The Big Ass Stadium
Good
tour
for him.
Will hit up most of the major cities in the U.S. It'll even make a stop in Toronto. And yeah, you can go to just type in tickets, but try to find the venue. Don't just buy the tickets that first pop up, because I was looking at, are you a My Chemical Romance fan?
I love My Chemical Romance.
Well, if you don't have tickets yet, you can't get them.
No, I need tickets.
You can't have them. They sold out immediately.
I need tickets to My Chemical Romance's show.
Can you? So, by the way, this is like, you know, almost a surprise tour. Like, oh my God, My Chemical Romance,
hey,
2025.
Live 105, you're somewhere in this building. I don't know where.
I thought I saw John this morning. He was around. My Chemical Romance's 2025 tour sold out in, like, I want to say it took about 2 hours. Last Friday, the tickets went on sale. And by the way, the cheapest tickets were over $200. And it's gone.
These guys are so good. And, you know, I saw them at a Live 105 show. It was like one of the Christmas shows. But it's funny because I've brought Christina to so many concerts that aren't particularly her
like Primus
thing. Mm. And I asked her, have you ever seen My Chemical Romance? Just to see if she would say, well, yeah. And she did say, yeah. So I felt really good about like, oh, she remembers.
Who was the lead singer? Gerard?
Yeah.
Yeah. He good. Looking. Jetted. Very good looking guy.
What is his last name?
Shoot.
Why can't
Romance?
I get that? Anyway, they're great. So,
well,
you give me my tickets.
Well, there were 365,000 tickets total available for all the dates that they've got lined up there.
Jared Way.
Okay. Jared Way. And they're gone already. I'm sorry. One fan shared a screenshot from Ticketmaster for the Chicago show.
Is that the room right there? Can I see it from here?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that where Live 105
go,
lives?
Go in there. The go hall. Ask her.
Well, I don't want to ask while we're on, but I'll go down there and say, you know, hey, I work here. I'd like to get a pair of tickets to
my
the
name's
big
Vinny.
Show. Yeah. What do you say?
Morning show manager, can you get 4 tickets?
You want to go too?
I'd love to go.
Okay.
Hang on. You know what? Let me tell you where our date is too. It's at Oracle. It's July 19th at Oracle.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Close to
my
birthday.
Luck, guys. Birthday boy. When's your actual birthday?
It's on the 10th, but 19th's close enough.
Oh, very close. It's within the birthday period. One fan shared a screenshot from Ticketmaster for the Chicago show. The standard admission, no fees, was $299. And if you bought the pair, after all this, she puts the pair in, takes a screenshot, $773 for 2 tickets to this show.
Sweet.
I know. It's crazy. And people are saying that part of the appeal is the diverse roster of opening acts. Each of their stops has a different artist. Let me see if I can see who's on ours, because Vinny, you will not believe who's going to be playing. It does not say who's their opener, but here are some of the people that they're touring with. Devo.
I love Devo.
I know you do.
Devo's like one of my first favorite bands.
Devo, Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper, who we just saw at Hooman's party.
Alice Cooper.
He was at the hotel.
He was staying at the hotel.
Staying at the hotel.
And most of us were like, there's Alice Cooper. Let's, you know, leave him
Let's
alone.
Let's leave the guy
not
alone.
Not Hooman.
And by the way, Hooman made it look like, in all his posts, like Alice Cooper was an honored guest at his birthday party.
Well, that's what he does. You
right.
know that.
I do.
And he has no shame about it. So
no,
it's
zero.
Fine.
Shame.
So Devo, Alice Cooper, Death Cab for Cutie, Garbage, and Evanescence.
These are the opening
Garbage?
Acts
These are,
for...
That, right. That is a huge, incredible
for
roster.
For My Chemical Romance.
For My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
I know. It's crazy. So it's... They're not, obviously, each one of them is doing some dates and not others. And I can't see who's doing ours. Maybe we can find that. And it's sold out anyway. At this point, you can only, it's funny too, because I'm looking at the Ticketmaster site and it says find tickets, not buy tickets. Find them. Mm. We have a resale thing and we bought all our own tickets and now we're selling them for twice as much. Because that's what Ticketmaster does.
I probably
does.
Don't have to tell you this, but if you got tickets to that show, they are going to rock your brains out.
Mm.
They're way heavier than you would even think. Like, I know they're alternative, but they rock.
Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole this morning because she brought them up. I'm like, yeah, I remember a couple things, but then I started listening. I'm like, oh my God, they had a lot of cool songs.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Yep.
That's funny. I like all the openers better than, I don't really know them. But I would go see Devo. I would go see Garbage. Oh, my God. I love Garbage.
I've seen Garbage. They're good.
Yeah.
I've seen them a few times, actually.
And Evanescence. I love a couple of the songs. But I think, isn't it just the girl now, Amy, and the guy who wrote all the songs is
no
in the
idea.
Band anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Either way, let's do a quick check-in on Britney Spears.
How's she doing?
Uh-oh. Well, she's changed rooms. I mean, she's not dancing in that big living room anymore. Now she just dances in this... She dances in this bathroom of hers. She's wearing, so you can see that she's trying on different outfits and doing her just, I mean, opposite of incredible dance moves. And she seems to have like sweat stains on her back and under her boobs in this like filmy pink negligee that she has on. Is it just me or has she been dancing for a while? Like she's, I don't know, maybe everything's fine. Can you go to the other, there was another link I sent you to where, I mean, the dancing is just, it's just not
I think that was the
awesome.
Link I got.
I think it's the second one. Oh, maybe not. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Honestly, the bathroom seems to be the new place.
She okay?
No. Is she? You tell me. I don't think so. I'm feeling like the blood, the dead look in her eyes and the weird. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are those good dance moves?
Look.
Are those even dance moves?
I realize that Britney was the Taylor Swift of her day and that she has her fans and they love her. And if you talk bad about her, They're going to come after you. Mm. I'm not into Britney at all. I wasn't then. I'm not now. Even you, Sarah, will say, I love those first three albums or whatever. I don't. What I do is I see her doing her thing and I worry about her. She just does not seem okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I don't mean that she's, I don't know if she's on the right drugs or on the wrong drugs. I don't know.
Or on no drugs or just being left to her own devices. By the way, she's also like, I'm looking at her hair. Like she, I get that she uses extensions, but honestly it feels especially in this one, very flimsily attached and like she maybe has just really short hair. There's these weird, like almost back bangs that are happening.
Well, they're probably extensions.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's just like, do a better job putting those on.
Unlike Taylor,
oh boy,
as I made that comparison, I don't find her that. She's not a good dancer. She's not a good singer. I feel like she was just someone who had a good production team that put together pop music for her.
She's hot.
Yeah, she heard the production on those first two records.
You thought she was hot?
Like I still think she's hot.
Oh,
crazier, no, she gets not the now. She's not anymore. When she was a kid, though, she definitely was. There's something about her. She's not a great, never was a great singer, but wasn't horrible when she first started. You know, it's like not an amazing voice, but worked with the production. I don't know, man. I watch her twirling around with that just look on her face, and I think, oh no. Like, you know that I'm going to come in here someday and that's going to be the top story. Bye-bye, Britney. Like, well, it's just so sad. I feel really sad about it.
Yeah, that's why I'm Kanye's not a guy to have, you know, sympathy for, but he's also another person who's clearly mentally ill. And so we're just going to probably get that story as well.
I know. There's a few people that I feel like we're all standing here watching it go down. Like, uh-oh.
Well,
that's not going to end well.
People have freedom in this country, and especially if you have money, you can pad yourself and stay out of trouble, and that's what's happening.
Did you read the quote that she put for this dance move?
Mystic temple and prophecies only felt by movement and revelations because the opening of the heart is one of the world's most beautiful mysteries.
What?
That's what am I the key? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
She is.
She definitely is. Whatever she just said, she's definitely the key to that.
Can you imagine if you took a lady out on a date and then you hit the dance floor with those moves, you'd be like, oh my God.
I gotta go. Uber's outside.
You're freaking me out, man. Yeah. Can you just?
You seem dangerous.
Can you just
to yourself
click your
and
heels
others.
Back and forth? Like, do that.
Just do the little sidestep thing where, fist punches in the air. Right. Sure. That. Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, Britney doesn't seem fine, but I wasn't in charge of releasing her from her conservatorship, so I'm feeling just like
You were party to that.
No, I wasn't. Stop it. I didn't go march outside the courthouse. Who even knows? I don't know. I hope she's fine. I hope she's very well. And this is just her being really happy, and I just don't understand it. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You're going to have to retake your driver's test at 50, maybe. Not for sure, but maybe.
Oh, my.
And more after these.
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for being here. In exchange for listening to us, we would like to give you some tickets for Alice in Winterland. It's completely sold out. And at 5:05 today, Janie's got a code word for you that you text to our contest line. And that is how you win tickets to the sold-out Alice in Winterland, courtesy of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. We're counting down to Front Row Friday. Today's the third day, so you're in the third row. Tomorrow you'll be in the second row. Friday, the front row. But try all the days. You got to try and win. Alice in Winterland featuring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison is December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, and it's sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
60-year-old Fremont Bank always had a mission of supporting the community with their banking needs. And for the last three decades, its foundation has fulfilled thousands of philanthropic requests from Bay Area nonprofits. Find out more at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. We have a lot of stuff to get to here, so before we can check out for the day, I'll start with, it's wet down there.
Oh.
So, I know the storm of the century is headed our direction.
I like it. Crank that up, yeah. Louder. Oh my, it's thundering toward us.
I know the storm of the century is heading our way. As I stand outside.
Hang on to the handrail, Vinny!
We currently are wet down there, but things are gonna get a lot worse before they get any better. Beautifully done. Thank you, Maddie.
You're welcome.
While Maddie's on the mic. Maddie, he's on the mic.
Oh, Maddie.
He just posted something and I thought about it.
I haven't won in a while, so.
I love it. Okay, so he posts a picture on Instagram of him holding a deer bologna.
Oh.
That was an Edward thing.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's well done.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Oh.
All right.
So you go and you hunt. This is from the story we talked to Maddie about yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, you can catch it on the podcast.
So Maddie's going to go hunting with his dad. And if they bag a deer, he's going to drop the deer off to the place where they fix them up, and he's going to get deer bologna.
You got it.
But that's it.
They're called backstrap, the tenderloins. We'll keep those too.
Do they give you like a menu of things they can turn your deer into?
Absolutely.
So can you be like, I would like you to turn the legs into nunchucks?
No,
but that's easily done.
Like shin bones, you know, like, I mean.
Is it easily done? I'm not actually sure.
Can you have a hat made out of the horns or the.
No, normally though, if they're, it's a nice rack, you keep those.
And a nice rack.
Oh, good rack. Yeah.
So you get a menu and then you're like, I'll take the, what did you say? The keister and then and some deer bologna.
The backstrap.
The backstrap.
And even the bologna, you can choose, do you want a garlic bologna? Do you want it just regular bologna?
Well, what are we choosing?
I usually get the garlic in the.
And then how, this is really, the real question wasn't about nunchuck kneecaps. It was actually about, so do you make a sandwich?
Little mustard and white bread?
No, it's just good meaty cheese, you know, eat it with the cheese and, you know.
Wait, so just no bread? You just take a piece of bologna and a piece of cheese, deer bologna? And
maybe a cracker. I mean, but yeah, I make sandwiches with them too. I mean, I do all kinds of stuff. I mean.
You just put it in everything.
And when you get deer bologna from the deer you hunted and got yourself bagged. Yes. I think we say in the business. Do you get enough? Like, will that deer bologna last? We're eating deer bologna till summer.
I'll have a freezer full of it. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And you don't tire.
You want that
of the flavor at any point.
I love it. And trust me, I'll bring you some. You will love it too.
Okay.
I'll bring some back because I'm sure I can find some on.
I'm not a betting man, but I'm going to bet he doesn't like it.
Yeah, and I really do spit stuff. Like a child, I'm like, I'm not eating that.
That's okay. I'm confident.
Okay.
I like to request no garlic in mine.
Yeah.
I don't even want to try it if there's garlic in it.
I wanted to mention this real quick, and I did this sort of out of order because I was thinking, but Maddie played his, Maddie's played a song, and I was like, I got to ask him. Okay. Johnny Mosley made a post on Instagram of him and some bros working out.
Oh.
And he says, Palisades Tahoe is opening this Friday.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's exciting.
So on top of the storm
there,
that's hitting as we speak. It sounds like they've been making snow, and we're ready to launch into ski and snowboard season. So I thought I'd mention that for him real quick.
That's great news.
He is the mayor of Palisades.
He certainly is, yeah.
Very cool. Okay, and then earlier we were discussing news people.
Yes.
And I'd asked you, ask one of your boys if they have any idea who the newscasters we all grew up with are. And
so
that would include Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, and Peter Jennings.
I said, who is Dan Rather? Don't look him up. Just say you don't know if you don't. He said, I have no idea. This is my older son.
That's crazy.
Riley.
Now, what's weird is, and I think I just came up with a theory, because I do that really fast. like, I knew who Walter Cronkite was. I knew who the previous newscasters were because they were, we still only had three channels.
Yeah.
Now, your boys grow up, they probably never even saw the nightly news.
I would bet that that is true.
You know, like my dad would walk into the house when I was a kid, my dad would walk in, and this was, you know, when dads were still the king of the castle, and he would
Mom was making dinner in the kitchen.
Right. But right. That was mm-hmm. the truth. And he would just change the channel. He'd be right. like, I'm putting on the news. I've
worked all day.
I've worked all day.
To feed you children.
And I'm putting on the news.
Right.
So I saw that, but I could imagine that your kids never ran into your husband or you sitting around watching Brokaw.
No,
mumble his
not.
Way through the news.
We would have I'm sure they saw CNN. I'm sure they saw MSNBC. I'm sure they even saw Fox at times. But, and they, you know, watch The Daily Show with me, which is sort of newsy, if you like your news with chuckles. And so they never watch the local news.
Right. Speaking never. Of, 415 yes. says, the big three newsmen today are Colin Jost, Michael Shea, and Vincent Hassan.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Anyway, so there's some of that. Let me see. What else did I need?
I'd add Scott Budman to that list, I guess, right? Like,
Budman is the best.
Scott's our guy.
Yeah. In fact, why isn't he on?
Yeah, where is he?
Well, Scott, where are you?
He's on show.
Well,
reach out
to you.
Well,
we have something that comes up, then that's when Scott comes on.
Scott, make something up.
Yeah, make something
up,
Scott.
And tell our producer so we can get you on here.
I would like a report on the big three newsmen of yesteryear. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Anything, whatever. Come on, man.
Make something up.
Well, I mean, he doesn't make up the news, but you know what I mean. I'm sure there's something.
Listen,
pressing.
I'm all for making stuff up. I think
there.
That's perfectly valid.
Here are some things you can do to be a happier person.
All right, tell me. Oh. I would love
How would
to be
you
a
like
happier
to be
person.
Happier?
Sure, always. I feel very lucky to be as happy as I am. A little more happiness? Okay.
According to a happiness expert, you can actually learn to be happier. You know, this is something we talked about one time on The Secret Show with Franti, who I consider to just be a jewel. Like, he's the vibe he's selling with through his music and his performances. It's the kind of energy you need in your life.
Right.
Everybody could use a little Franti in their day.
Yeah.
And he even talked about how he's not naturally a happy guy. In fact, he can get downright bummed, depressed. And he says he has to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes effort and it takes choices, and you have to. So here are some of the things that you can do to increase your happiness. Find things you can become fully absorbed in. When you're fully engaged in something, you don't notice the passage of time. It's called a flow state, and it's associated with more joy.
Is that so?
For me, that is absolutely time in the ocean surfing.
I
hate to say it, sometimes it's just survival. Like,
right. You're very involved in surviving this surf trip.
Yeah. This thing it's holding
me down. I'm in a flow state.
I'm underwater, and guess what? There's no air down there.
Mm.
So you all will find yourself very much only in that moment.
Yes.
Whatever happened at work that day, or whatever your wife right. said to you.
You were a little down about something earlier. Mm-mm, not anymore.
Flow just state's gone. Big. My therapist is always talking to me about finding my flow state and being in it.
And
when you're in it, to actually enjoy it and, you know, acknowledge it.
It's hard to notice it when you're in it, like, because you are usually quite involved with the thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
But to look back at it and go, I'm appreciative of those 2 hours I spent surfing or what, you know, whatever thing you're doing that puts you in that state.
So because your therapist talks to you about it, what do you do to put yourself in that state?
I like to read. I love watching documentaries. And a lot of times I like to watch shows that are in other languages, because then I have to read the screen and that will get me into a place where I'm not thinking about anything but just that.
Oh,
I hope you're taking notes out there. If you're driving, you know, whatever, just try to remember it. But
yeah.
Practice random acts of kindness. It can make you feel generous and capable and bring more joy to your life. Absolutely. Doing something of service for anyone in any kind of way is good for you.
Giving
you might
feels
even be like,
good.
I don't got no time for that. I'm telling you, if you make time, you will go to bed that night feeling better about yourself, and you might even sleep better.
Mm. You did something good.
Yeah. Nurture your relationships. These are five things you can do to be happier. Nurture your relationships. Research shows that they can be more important to happiness than money, your job, or even your health, your relationships. Express gratitude. Count your blessings and be thankful. Mm. It's easy to say I'm super pissed off because of this, that, or another thing. But also, you may have so many good things in your life.
And it is easy. It's almost easier to fall down the well of the things that you're pissed off mm-hmm. about than it is to just stand at the edge of the well and go, yeah, but also, look at that. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a nice thing. Let's count the blessings.
Celebrate good news. Give yourself a pat on the back when you've earned one.
Oh.
And celebrate other people's wins, too. Again, it's about being grateful and fostering community. There you go.
I like it.
There's some.
I'm already a little happier, Vin.
To be a happier person.
I like the flow state one. That's interesting. It's fun.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We were talking about old cars earlier. The name of the place is Canepa. Vin, Canepa is the best. I've been there many times. Sentinel Steve. Yeah. And it's near my house and it's cool. It's old cars that have been fully.
Are they actually for sale, but it's also a museum?
I think they sell some of them, but they're definitely old cars fixed up to look brand new.
Just brand spanking,
like
factory fresh.
Yes.
Nice.
It's really neat. Really neat. And then again, you know, if you're not into cars, you'd be like, what are we doing here?
Like,
yeah.
Like, daddy, take me home.
Well.
Where my toys are.
Right. Let's see here. Some people wrote in about the cruise ship. What kind of sick person plays songs from Titanic on a cruise ship? Isn't that the song that's playing when they're the king of the world?
It is, but in that movie, the ship sinks.
I know, but I mean, so the song I wonder if it's is like a when cursed they're the king thing. Of the, they're the king of the world in that song, though, right?
I feel like that is the opposite of what this person's saying. Like, people go on, I'll bet there's a whole new group of people who go on cruises just because they liked the movie Titanic so much and they want to stand at the prow of the ship and be the king of the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel the opposite of this person. Now, it's a terrible coincidence that the ship is sideways while it's on.
Well.
But it wasn't
That's
wasn't
the
planned.
Ocean, though. Like I was saying, you know, you can go out on a day when you're just like, everything's going to be fine.
Now, if they're playing the Gilligan's Island theme, maybe that's a little bit more problematic. This one is the heart. You know, even though we just croaked and the boat sank, my heart will go on. But Gilligan's Island, I mean, we all know how that ended.
When it came out, I saw Titanic in movie theaters 6 times. And it was recently released and I saw it again in a theater.
Oh, that's
Mimi,
fun.
San Jose, on the app. Okay.
Was that like the 25th anniversary of it, which would have been probably like 02 or something?
James Cameron, 22. Another cash grab. Wow, dude. Okay.
Well, make all the money. That's his job.
I'm with you, Vinny. I'm a chick and I hated Titanic. I still want my 3 hours back.
I wouldn't say I hated it, but I didn't know why everyone kept going. Like, how many times I got to see that thing where she pulls up her dress, she's standing on her toes. I'm like, who cares about that? Why is everyone falling on the ground like, oh my God, she's a goddess.
She pulled up her dress?
Yeah, she pulls up her dress to show that she's up on her toes. She's like doing a toe stand.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Next time you're in Boston, make a trip to Newport Polo. So fun and really affordable. Marissa in Wakefield, Rhode Island.
Oh.
Listening via Odyssey. Where's Wakefield? Were you born there?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I was born in Pawtucket.
Oh, Pawtucket. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Marissa.
Sorry, Marissa.
No.
But Rhode Island's tiny, so I'm going to guess it's pretty close to Pawtucket. Like within, say, an hour.
That's safe.
It's pretty safe.
408 says, oh my God, you guys are cracking me up. LOL. This is about me talking about my girlfriend's roommate.
Yeah.
Listen, I really like that girl. Like, she's a nice lady, and I was caught. I didn't mean to see what I saw, and I did get up and walk away because I was afraid she was going to go, like my girlfriend would go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm
how could you be sitting here with that thing just, showing.
It will be on the Facebook
page.
Yeah,
we got a video of Vinny demonstrating the position that the roommate was in when her area was showing.
She had been through a breakup. She was really down, you guys.
Probably hadn't showered in days. It was.
You want to know the... I don't know those people anymore at all, but I'm pretty sure she got back with the guy.
Oh.
And that they married.
Are they the people who got proposed to on Y2K?
They are.
Oh.
But I think that I was gone by the time that they would have married and done.
Oh, so we don't even know if they broke up.
Or, I don't know.
Right. They might still be together.
But I think that they are. I think. Anyway.
She was so depressed. She was showing everybody her lady parts.
No, that wasn't.
She was just like, I don't even care who sees them. Just lay here on the couch of them showing.
You know what? I got to learn to never talk.
I feel like a few more details would actually be helpful.
Then, where is the audio clip of Isla as a toddler saying Franti? I don't know.
That's a really good question.
We don't know anything.
We don't know where any of our sounds are. But Maddie's busy creating us a library of new sounds to love.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to just play a game and get out of here. Okay. So there is no more trash. All right.
Well, since this was so popular today.
Oh, great.
The two of you are going to be playing a quiz about the movie Titanic.
All right. Okay. Well, I hope there were no toe dancing things because I just gave that one away.
No, there is not.
All right.
Okay. So dumb playing this song. All right. Anyway. We'll start with Vinny today. Vinny, what is the name of the priceless blue diamond featured in the film? Is it the heart of the sea, the ocean star, or the heart of the ocean?
I think it's that too. I think it's heart of the sea.
It's the heart of the ocean.
Well, that sucks. Beavis. All right.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, that's
now,
lame.
What is the line that Rose says when she's standing on the bow of the ship with Jack? Now, this is Rose. This isn't him, you know.
Okay.
Is it, I'm flying, I'm free, or this is amazing?
I mean, it can't be this is amazing.
No,
right?
That's like a Kardashian thing. That's not.
It's amazing.
That's not, okay, now let's go back to the, what are the first two?
I'm flying, or I'm free.
I mean, either one
it's,
of them
it's
work.
Your, it's, I believe it's your turn, Sarah.
I'll go, I'm flying.
I'm going, I'm free.
Sarah.
Dang it.
I'm flying.
It really was a hard choice, so I'm glad that's what I chose.
All right, Vin. What is the name of the wealthy man Rose is engaged to marry?
Oh.
Is it Carl Ismay, Carl Hockley, or Thomas Andrews?
Thomas Andrews.
I thought his name was Billy Zane. I'll go for the first guy.
Carl Ismay?
Yeah.
You are both wrong.
Oh.
Carl Hockley.
Boy, we really know how to dance around the answer, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Just enjoy this for a minute.
I think we're trying to be clever, but we...
Sorry.
I don't need to hear that.
I'm really into it.
It's okay.
Okay, Sarah, what class of passenger does Jack belong to on the Titanic? Second class, third class, or crew?
I wonder if he snuck on his... I'm going to say crew.
Can I have that question again, Bob?
What class of passengers does Jack belong to on the Titanic? Second class, third class, or crew?
Third class.
Tied 1-1.
All right, it's the last one.
Who is it for?
That's for you.
All right.
At the end of the movie, Rose tosses the heart of the ocean into the sea. What reason does she get for keeping it a secret all those years? It belonged to the ocean? It was my story to tell? Or she doesn't give a reason?
She doesn't give a reason.
It belonged to the ocean.
Sarah.
Oh,
she does not give a reason for why she throws that in there.
She wiped them off the floor with you.
You didn't wipe the floor.
I mopped the floor.
Hold on a second. I got a lot of sounds going on here.
I got some sounds coming my way soon.
Well, that's not the right sound. Sorry. Sorry. Stop. Celine Dion will not go away.
No, her heart just keeps going. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, goodbye. Make sure you listen to Jane for your chance at tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone and third row seats for Alice in Winterland. We're open for business 24/7. Keep it here on Alice, and we'll see you back here on Thursday. Happy hump day.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.